Hello and welcome to episode 308 of Muse on Minis.
Musing and amusing.
This is Crump and I play Retribution.
This is John and I play Protector to Menoth.
This is opposite John and I play Scorn.
This is Nigel and I play Kator.
Yeah, I'm Bizarro John.
Yeah.
And that's Keith true. And I also play Retribution.
I mean, you are tall and skinny, good looking.
Not a really Caucasian.
Max energy. Yep.
Max energy.
Did you just call me a Caucasian?
No. No, he's Caucasian.
Right, and I'm a Caucasian.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
Wait, Keith, when did you make the full switch into red? I haven't been on the cast in like 3 weeks, so.
At Adepticon.
Ah, okay. That explains a lot. You were just like, screw Grimkin, they're the worst, never playing them.
When I acquired the entire faction painted.
Ah.
Whoa.
Was that in the like Adepticon bargain bin downstairs? Like,
No.
I bought Tony Riccio's Retribution.
Which, if anybody out there is looking for a nice, fully painted army, Tony is liquidating all of his armies but two. And they're all like beautifully executed, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I guess if anybody wants to just get a hold of me.
Does he have a second Retribution army?
He does not.
Sucks. Sucks for me.
But they are beautifully painted, based, magnetized, fantastic models. Anyway.
Yeah, you literally had them sitting like in containers at the shop. And I was like, did John steal a lot of models from like the Crystal Brush painting competition and like smuggle them back to mine? That was literally the first thought that crossed my mind. I was like, Nigel, what's up with these? He's like, oh, it's Riccio stuff. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So Tony is like an old school painter. He paints with like oil-based paints out of the tubes.
Like Winsor Newton?
That seems weird because like those never dry. So I don't know how he's – unless he's –
they dry. Depends.
Oil paints?
Oh, like, not it takes, oil. He probably doesn't use oil though. He probably uses –
No, like, he just paints in that style.
Yeah.
But he literally – I've seen his paints. He literally – like the big toothpaste tubes.
Yeah. They could be acrylics though.
Yeah, it could be.
They come in tubes.
Yeah. They're oil. Keith like a day from now is going to grab like Hyperion and just like be coated in it. Ew, gross.
Grody.
That's incredibly expensive to paint with those though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a paint. Small tube of Winsor Newton is like $15 or $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The
I think
perfection.
He mixes all his own paints, so like he probably doesn't need that many.
Probably going to sell them at the second annual Muzon Minis convention, right?
Oh, boy, when's that?
Oh, boy, I always screw up the day.
Memorial weekend.
Yeah.
May 26th, 27th, and 28th-ish.
Yep. That's it. I always want to say 25th because I just want everyone to come for like one extra day. Just kind of hang out.
I got good news, Keith. Ricard is going to be at MomCon.
Oh, whoa. Sweet.
That's
Ricard and Tom.
Tom's coming, huh?
Mm-hmm. Selleck?
Tommy G.
Grow that mustache out by the time of the con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You and Tom should
Tom's
have a
Tom's at every convention, though. It's not special anymore.
It's not special to me.
I love Tom, but...
It's really only noteworthy if he doesn't show up.
He wasn't there.
I mean,
last
if there's
year?
A 16-man tournament in like Kuala Lumpur, he's probably there.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true.
I approve of you not going with the stock Timbuktu. I
approve. Kuala Lumpur.
But yeah, the second annual Muzon Con is May 26th through the 28th. Tickets are available at MuzonStore.com. We got War Machine Weekend Qualifiers, Guild Ball Regional Qualifiers, or Championships, X-Wang, Infinity,
Malifaux, DC Universe,
yep,
Batman, Blood Bowl,
basically every
RPGs, board games, Iron Arena, prizes, fun for everyone, painting competitions, painting classes,
and booze.
And booze. Lots of booze. That's actually probably going to be the like selling point.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, any miniature game that is not Games Workshop almost, except for Blood Bowl. Because Blood Bowl's sweet.
Yep. You should 100% book your room because it helps all of us keep the price down.
Mm-hmm.
If you get, and the room block's actually cheaper at the Holiday Inn than a lot of other options. So
yeah. So if you have any questions, you can go to the Muzon Con Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/MuzonCon or MuzonStore.com. It's like the first link. And in the ticket buying page, there are hyperlinks to what events are being run, what painting competitions and like events there are, and as well as hotel information and how to buy a room in the block. So
it's also there's a lot going on, but it's also super chill. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite part about the con. It's just relaxed, fun, just a
bunch,
gaming.
Bunch of sweet dudes eating Bennigan's.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man. Don't eat a Monte Cristo, by the way.
No, the Monte Cristo is amazing.
Straight diarrhea.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten one of those?
No.
So it's like a ham sandwich. There might be turkey in it.
Between two Belgian waffles or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a ham sandwich battered and deep fried, right?
Yeah, but it's like two. It's like two ham sandwiches duct taped together and then battered and fried. And then on top of that, they sprinkle powdered sugar and give you like raspberry jam. Mm. Which is just...
So diabetes
is. I ate like three bites and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it looked good.
Yeah, it did look good. It's just, yeah. I'm pretty pumped. It's like a month and a half away.
Holy crap, we have so much to do. We have really sweet prizes coming, right? So
yeah, we got dice, Muse on Mini's dice, and we got cool coins, or not coins, but like medals.
Yeah.
We have cool medals, and we'll have like inset trophies, like they'll be inset into trophies. And then we're going to want t-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Is the prize support going to be like it was last time?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, that's probably my favorite part of the event is just how we handle. Like, all the prizes get thrown into a pool, and basically you get points for playing games.
It's like a prize booth at a carnival.
Yeah.
It's just
it's like going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
or
basically.
Yeah.
Like an old arcade.
Yeah, you just, like, play games, and then you get your tickets, or in this case, points. Then you bring them up to us, and you buy what you want.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's literally like an old arcade or Chuck E. Cheese, just... Every hour of play gets you
a ticket,
you know, like a ticket, and then this thing's 10 tickets. It's just I got it, buy it. And then, yeah, that worked out really well last year and was received well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all the things people hate about cons, trying to avoid.
Yep,
like not starting before
Let's start
10 a.m.
at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just
Travis.
It's like my day off, and it's just like registration starts at 7. And just.
That's all right.
No, that's not okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Cons do not start at 7 in the morning.
Well, the first event starts at 8. Just reg starts at like 7.
Not at our con.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no. No, I'm not going to be up for that.
It's going to be early birds. Not... Get you some coffee.
Nay.
I mean, open gaming will be open.
Man, yeah.
If somebody is an early bird and they want to play games early, more power to them. That's 100% okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. Steamforge is going to be there, so we've announced that before, but pretty excited about that. So
mm-hmm.
You can buy some sweet cheapy pins and other cool stuff from them.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about some War Machine.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
I'm going to go home. Bye, guys. See.
So last week I talked about Errant Dojo. It actually got the errants on the table, and they were ridiculous. They lasted forever. Although, side note, I dropped Defender's Award and then promptly lost 8 of them in a turn. And this was like, it was like turn 4 or 5. So I had lost like 2 up until that point. So
yeah, you'll have that.
Well, I lost Gravis the turn before. So I lost Gravis, so they lost their no knockdown. And then they lost tough no knockdown, and then they also lost Defender's Award. And then they all died. And I was like, yeah, this unit is actually terrible without... But tough no knockdown errants with Defender's Ward get an A+ for me, plus unyielding. Like, they did quite a bit. Also, I didn't even think about it, Keith, but self sack is pretty amazing too, because you can self sack a charge target and then force them to redirect their charge so that it's no longer got a charge tie into like an armor 20 guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I was like, ah, this is pretty sweet.
Didn't you do that with the old self-sack, too?
You could, but you didn't have unyielding, so you were only armor 18, so a lot of times it didn't matter too much. I mean, it helped a little, but yes, you could have.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah, unyielding. That's a thing they have now.
Although, unyielding's not as cool as I wanted it to be because they only have half inch of melee range. So people are like,
right,
I'll charge with my 1-inch melee and be out of your melee range. And I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
Yep.
So if they could change Errant to be 1-inch melee, I think they would be pretty good.
Just give them reach.
Well, they don't need reach. One inch should be fine.
Do you think they did good because of what you played them into?
Because
drudges aren't going to threaten them very much.
Yes and no. I mean, I think they would be good in a lot of situations. Like, they're with Sevi, they're Rat 7, POW 11.
Yeah, well,
that makes a
big difference.
They do mow down infantry just fine, and they have assault, so they have a pretty effective threat range, and then their defensive stats are always going to be good. So I think they're fine. Actually, I think my list was flawed. I lost the game because I had 40 points locked up in 2 jacks, which against drudges is not all that sexy because they don't kill that many models a turn. And
monstrosities, too. He just those points you and they hit super hard.
Yeah, exactly. So he had 4 monstrosities for the same point cost as my, you know, 2.
And the wrecker was super relevant because of the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game. Josh got me pretty good. It was sort of nip and tuck all the way till the end, and then I made a mistake. I dropped Defender's Ward off the errands and lost them all. If I had left Defender's Ward on them, then it might have been different. I moved it over to the Avatar stupidly, and then he died anyway. So I was like, oh, want, want, want.
What did he die to?
It was doubly bad.
Yeah. So long story short, the Avatar should be like 12 points.
Well, maybe, yeah.
It should be free in every tier list.
He would be playable if he
should
was 12.
Be free in a tier list.
You know, if I'm being honest, 12 points, like, let's not be ridiculous. That would be too cheap.
Yeah.
But 15 would be completely reasonable.
Do you still put it in every single list forever?
No.
At 20?
Not the theme
You're
list.
You're smiling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
He doesn't go in any theme list except for Malakas.
Yeah, play that Malakas.
If he wasn't an actual chain weapon, I don't think he dies that other turn either.
Yeah. No.
Stop
it was
the wrecker.
Yeah, the wrecker was a disaster. No, actually, the wreckers, I think, were both dead. I think it actually died to a warden, so it was more embarrassing. It was like power 16, which is why I moved Defender's Ward over.
The Avatar, but the Eye of Truth died to a wrecker, which was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Under a feat, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, Siphon.
Correct.
He almost didn't get there, though. Vision plus oracular vision.
Yeah, I know. It's thumb. I've thought about the fact that those stack, and it makes me super sad. It's just like, if it was like the old times where it was just the first one or something, but just to pick whatever ones you want is so absurdly strong.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that was my battle report. So I actually put my dojo to the test, and I was happy with how it went. Excuse me.
I've been continuing to put my Retribution dojo to the test. I played a couple of games with Alara, and I think my list is strong enough against hordes. I think it's a war machine problem, and it was especially bad playing against Convergence because they ignore more of my fun tricks than others. Like Nail, actually, although he got buffed, and he's excellent for 3 points. Convergence is the best placed faction to ignore him because it doesn't stop you from spending focus. It only stops you from, it only removes it.
Yeah.
It stops you from forcing and casting spells, but not spending focus. So what they do is they just put the focus as far away from Nail as possible and then use something to kill him and then start inducting. And it's like, oh, well, that was annoying.
Wow, so they're nail proof.
Not proof, but resistant.
Cool.
But I like the list that I'm playing with her against hordes more. I may just need to switch infantry to get sentinels in because they are the higher quality attacks. I'm using infiltrators and halberdiers right now. I do like the halberdiers because they get up to power 16.
That gets worked on, yeah.
Yep. And they have a 15-inch charge threat.
That's elite.
Yep.
That's playable. Yep. Also, they get Pathfinder, right? So,
Ghostly, in fact.
Oh, is that what her feat grants? Is Ghostly?
Yeah.
Ghostly and Boundless Charge.
Well, they just... Wow. So both.
Yeah, both. Yes.
all of the ways to ignore. So, and then they have relentless charge. It's like three ways.
So Ghostly so allows them to ignore free strikes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get deep. That's pretty
you
cool.
Can.
I didn't realize it granted Ghostly. I knew that it granted boundless charge, which is, you know.
Yeah, it's cutesy sweet in the faction where it's like most of their stuff's like very, very mixed armsy. So you're like.
She doesn't have Valamis, does she?
No. Raven.
Raven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a yeah.
She just has every tool, I think, right?
Yep, and she is personally somewhat dangerous. She has a defense fixer and an armor fixer.
She's also highly mobile, so she plays scenario like she switches focus on scenario like a boss.
I don't know about highly mobile. She's speed. I'd say she's pretty mobile. She's speed 6 with apparition, so she gets around, but she's not like Sorsha fast,
right?
And she also has teleport.
Correct.
Oh, Ilara does have teleport.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
I haven't cast it yet because she just sort of leads from the back at the moment.
I feel like Keith just ever since the transition from Mark II to Mark III, it just forgets teleport is a spell that still exists.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'll give you highly mobile.
Okay.
She's almost Sorsha fast.
Trade. Yeah. Yeah. No, she's pretty sweet. I can't wait till that model actually gets released at some point so I can buy it and play it.
Yeah, I've just been proxying with Ilara 1.
Yep. That's the saddest part about Ilara 2, by the way, is that you can't play both.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be nice. But I've been continuously impressed by the Sphinx. Like, that Jack is so good.
Yeah. It's super efficient.
The Sphinx is the cheapie.
He's 13 points. Palpo strength 17. Reach. Range 10. Pout 12. Gun. Just like.
Is his gun the one that has telemetry or whatever on it?
Yeah, the plus the range dispel thingy.
That's actually pretty good, too. Pretty relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually not running an Arc Node with Ilara because my theory is if I need to get. A lot of times, if I need to get Marked for Death out there, I can just boost the Sphinx gun at it. And at one point I had Wishnailer in the list, and I'm just like, oh, I'll just cast it at range 15. No big deal.
Yeah, and then teleport to safety.
Yep.
It's just like 21.
21.
15. Not good enough.
Yeah, I don't think she needs an Arc Node, which is nice.
I mean, an Arc Node is, in a lot of ways is sort of a handicap, unless the Arc Node is very good.
So and Chimeras are super sweet.
I mean, they're good, but I mean, it doesn't do work, so you have to like be able to leverage arcing to make up for the 12 points that you're not putting, or I guess they're only 8 now.
They're eight.
Okay.
And they have a power 16 combo strike.
Yeah. God, those are really good now.
Yeah.
They're really only 8 points.
Yeah, well, by comparison, the Phoenix is an unplayable pile of garbage. So...
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that it is unfortunately
overcosted.
It's right up there with Dusters.
Don't you dare.
It's right up there. Those are the two things I have tried. Well, okay, I have not tried to make a Phoenix work, I guess, because it's just so many points.
Right? I feel the same way. I'm trying to make it work, so I put it in all my lists.
Yeah.
Does
yeah, get out of here, John.
That guy does something. The most crippling part is, like, Phoenixes are only Palpal Strike 17. So it's just like...
It's 19.
Right. But for the same point cost, there's, like, a ton of Jacks that are 18s. It just... Yeah. Yeah.
He's got an arc.
Yeah, because he's in the same exact same point cost bracket as the...
Discordia, Banshee.
Discordia and the Banshee. That's a bad place to be competing.
Yeah.
He's not as screwed as Brennos in his competition bracket, because if you ever bother to sit down and compare Brennos to a Pureblood, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Really super sad for Brennos.
Yeah.
Like, what do you bring to the table, Brennos? He's like, I'm blessed, and the Pureblood's like, blessed is my Animus. It's like,
he's
that's
just like,
better.
I.
What's your Animus, Brennos? The one no one ever cast?
Yeah, I literally don't know what it is.
Arcane Suppression.
Like relevant in 10% of your games. When it's relevant, it's cool.
You know what else has arcane suppression? Wold Weirds.
Yeah, which are amazing right now.
Yeah, I'm sad Brennos. He's just like...
Brennos is like, I've got a kind of a cool gun. Pierrot's like 10-inch spray.
Yeah, he's basically like a fifth wind blast in your list if you want it or whatever. It's just Yeah, I guess it's not.
Pureblood's like, I'm 14-17. It's a pretty bad defensive stat line. And Brennus is like, I'm 11-17.
He's like, hold my Pepsi.
Hold my Pepsi. Oh, my God. perfect. Oh, yeah. No, it's not that bad. I'm so happy. I really have slight spite for anyone who bought a Brennus. Just slight.
Because he wanted Privateer Presses to sit on all of them?
I did. It's so... Like, even in Mark II, I was like, why does this exist? Like, and I like making quote-unquote bad things work, but it's just so bad.
Once Battle Engines get out of the CID, I'm sure Brennos will get in there, and then it'll be cool.
We're going to have a CID for all Brennos's.
They'll give him 48 boxes, and you'll never be able to shut up.
But the Kador one's going to say exactly the same.
Well, it's going to get...
The Kador Brennos?
It's literally doubling its boxes. Other than that, it is staying exactly the same.
I still
just
might
write what I want.
I might take him if he had 48 hit points, I guess.
You'd have to.
Maybe not.
Yes, you would.
He's still 11-17.
You know, you might take 48 hit points is a lot of hit points.
He's Mat 5, POW 15.
He's an old goat, though. It doesn't make any sense for him to have 48.
I think he's POW 16 now.
Oh, they buffed him. Legit. All right.
He might also be Mat 6, but he doesn't have Mage Killer anymore.
Hey, well, here's
that was like the one dream.
Here's the cool side of the pillow. You can primal him and not feel bad about losing your next activation because he wasn't going to do anything anyway.
Right? Yeah.
He is a good primal target.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Playing like 18 points.
The only leg up he has over a pureblood is the fact that he can be blessed and primaled at the same time.
Whoa.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
God. All right, let's stop.
Alternatively, you could primal or you could bless a stalker, and it would be the same power without being primaled.
So. Facts.
Design space. Hey, yeah. At least Brennos would be immune to Rampager, though, right?
Wait. You forgot to say the same power and warped for Berserk.
Right, sure. No, because he has to warp for. If you primal Brennos, he's 18.
Oh,
Stalker does have to warp.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Like how spoiled Circle is. They all have all the Porsches and Lamborghinis, and then they're complaining about the Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
This is the crappiest comparison.
Brennos is a Fiat at best.
Not even.
No, he's a Yugo.
Those cars are sweet.
You guys don't even know what a Yugo is, probably, but...
Yeah, he's something that was in the movie Borat. Probably like just some Eastern European.
Or Hugo Weaving, the bad guy from The Matrix.
Hugo Weaving.
Yep. Have you played Helios much yet?
No, I do not have a Helios. That is the biggest hole in the collection currently.
That guy.
I'll probably proxy him when I start looking at Viros 2. I'm also looking at Viros 1 because I'm in my head in the theory machine. Viros 1 is. In a lot of ways, just better than Viros 2.
Because he kind of hate Viros 2 in the current edition. He's just so boring.
He hits harder on one turn, and I don't feel like you need to be able to hit as hard as Viros 2 can make things hit all the time. You just need it when you need to crack that thing.
Agreed.
I'd rather be fast all the time. Than mega hard hitting all the time.
Plus, like,
the only thing I'm really missing out on is deflection.
Yeah. Shrug. I would trade IR for that.
I can always just put Discordia in the list and then deflection's back, so whatever.
Yeah, I've, Helios is, I've been playing him a lot. He is the redeeming factor that makes Raven, I think, playable again. It's just even with Ossian losing Deadeye, but he's
You're liking Raven?
Yeah, it's like just due to how dual attack works, and then snipe and her feet, you can just like kill a surprising like the drags become absurdly reliable, so him killing two heavies is not, you know, because Rat 5 kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because you want to, like, boost to drag stuff in. But with her, it's like, the turn that I want to drag two heavies in, it just does it and then kills
it. It's going to be even better when the guard dog guy comes out, because then Raven's going to be up there with,
Yep.
With Hand of Destruction. Vortex of Destruction up, and then Helios is definitely going to kill him.
I have been doing that in our local Mayhem group, which is, like, fairly new players, and just, like, running Raven in there and to where I want Helios to go, and then, like, a Battle Mage, like, pulling a guy slightly, and then Helios walking up and pulling two more heavies, like, the full distance, and then beating them both to death. And then Raven always dies right afterwards, but, yeah, the guard dog thing would probably make it not the worst.
Like, you're a shield guard and plus two defense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that guy's going to be so sweet. But, no, Helios is a... I have not had this much fun playing War Machine in a long time since putting that guy on the table. So.
Yeah, I think Virus 1 is next on my docket. I've got Gareth pretty well locked down.
Yeah. Helios is also sweet with that guy.
He's just, I mean, everything's sweet with Gareth.
Yeah, he's just the turd polishing, like, Warjack. He just like makes all the quote unquote not great casters super fun and amazing. Like, I drug something in, like, Gareth hides behind a battle engine and Helios, and then Helios, like, drags it in, and then Gareth punches it, like, once or twice, and then Gareth, like, charges and finishes it off because he charges through the Colossal and kills it. It's pretty sweet.
Then he's standing in front of Helios.
Yeah.
And the battle engine.
But it was their caster, so.
No, I mean, like, he's done, like, the final punch, and then it just camps, like, six or whatever. Like,
that's cool.
Usually Helios at Powerful Strength 23 kills a jack, or mostly kills it to the... Yeah.
When I was playing Rhett back at the beginning of Mark II, I killed a lot of casters with Gareth's guns. Just, like,
yeah,
blop, blop.
Hey, 12-12s.
It's
blessed. They're getting a little wiser to it, and with how focus works now, they can protect themselves better.
Yeah.
But when you add in a disco spray and a snake spray,
yep,
generally goes well.
Yeah.
Sprays are a little too good right now, I think. They
seems
when you're playing Protectorate casters and you see somebody like circle with two Pure Bloods and the Battle Engine. My casters were in mortal danger. My caster was in mortal danger every turn of that game because there was not a lot I could do about it.
To this day, I'm still really shocked that they gave Pure Bloods Assault. But, yeah. Yeah. A 6-inch move and a 10-inch spray is, like, already very threatening. The 3 more inches just makes it.
When your caster's armor 14 and they hit you with, they can hit you with 3 sprays, it's just like, dice minus 5.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 5, 10, 15 damage, 15, 16 and a half, because there's 3 of them, and there's not a lot I can do about it, because I can't shield guard them, I can't block line of sight to my caster, because you just shoot whatever you want, and then, oh, hey, the spray touches you, and 10-inch sprays go 4 days.
I'm pretty excited about the new Scorn Heavy, because it's it's magical, too.
Yeah, Kieran?
Yeah.
He's going to be really good, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be speed 8 most of the time with that assault.
Who's his Zakar? He's the new guys thing, right?
Correct.
What does he get with him?
He gets all boosted range attacks.
Oh! Okay. He gets Dahlia. Is basically like the Dahlia and Scareth thing.
Yeah, but he can do work in melee, too.
Yeah. No, that's legit.
So can Scareth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, can they take Dahlia and Scareth? Can you just have screw all the infantry forever?
I wish I could.
Ah, dang it.
I'd take Hexy 2 and those two.
Yeah,
Black Spot and those 2 sprays.
Well, Black Spot only triggers on friendly faction, right?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Actually, is it like when the friendly faction model kills it?
It's I'll check.
I don't. Yeah, I just.
I mean, you still get the -2 defense.
It's true.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
The leader of the Drakes. That guy's pretty sweet.
So anyway, back to my original point. Sprays scare the crap out of me. They are. I just got a healthy respect for them after the ATC. I mean, I always knew that they were ridiculous, but when you can't shield guard them and you can't stop line of sight, so...
Yeah, casters being easier to kill these days is definitely
Well, it also they also like get your support too. So
yeah,
it's not good. It is not good.
I mean, depends on which end of the spray you're on, right?
Well, I mean, I have some dojo for that.
Also, yeah, it's like also you can't really complain about sprays too much since your faction contains probably the highest quantity of quality sprays.
Well, they did in Mark II when you could acquire for plus two to hit.
They still probably do.
They're not near as good when they're at five.
Everybody else's sprays are at five.
I know.
They have to.
So I said your point. Your point is true. They had the best quality sprays in Mark II because of the choir bonus. Now
you can still take a 9-point spray. Nobody else has that. No, I don't think
it's eight. 8 points.
Drake. Oh God. God!
I thought he was saying. By the way, I thought he was saying it's eight, like 8 inches, and then.
I mean, also that they're not 10-inch sprays, but.
Hmm. Yeah, they're one.
Yeah.
One
yeah, I don't want to hear it.
1 point per inch of spray.
Drakes are pretty good sprays. Still, they're 8 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drakes are ridiculous.
Xerxes 2, that.
I mean, the Fury mechanic makes sprays actually really dumb.
Yeah, Xerxes 2.
Yep.
With two Drakes and the new heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Signs of Importance. You spray the table. And yeah. Everything's speed 8.
That's playable.
Or 10.
Mm-hmm. That's playable.
And then you whip the Fury down.
Yep. Whip it good. Actually, I'm not sure why there aren't more sprays in the meta right now, now that I think about it. The only defensive buff you get against a spray in the entire universe is standing on a hill. And mm-hmm. then...
They're usually pricey. Sprays are usually costly.
This is why I want to see...
Signar and Bane Death.
I want to see Signar players play stupid... what are those guys called? Trencher Commandos. But the three scatter gunner spray dudes. Those guys are sweet.
Are they rat? They're only rat 5, though, right?
No, they're 6 because they're trenchers.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
7 with Finn.
Yeah. It's like legit. I did it in Mark II. Like,
9
like,
with Haley, 11 with Rangers. Oh.
But the question is, like, what are you playing against that's great now?
Protector casters.
Nigel's
just fall
Nigel's
over dead.
22k Aussie list.
People have been playing a lot of infantry around here.
You think so?
Yeah, it's usually the 3 heavies and 2 units of infantry. That's pretty much what I've been seeing a lot of.
Yeah, I've seen a lot less of. And maybe it's just like locally. I'm just happy that like not everyone's like all the jacks.
I think a lot of people are here on their podcasts too. You don't hear that spam so much. And like a couple of people are still spamming just heavies the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Nigel still got Marauders on the brain.
Yeah, I still think that's a pretty spectacular list.
It really is.
Yeah.
With Hamkovic?
Yeah. Hamkovic. 12 free points, and then I deny them AD. It's like, okay, I'll do that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
Yeah, can we stop building theme forces that deny AD?
Oh, man, it's really good, though.
No, it's really, really bad.
Glad I got out of Circle.
I know, I cannot wait to play Circle. And then I was one of the guys like, do you think? I was like, one of my tier lists I'm going into this weekend, somebody's asking about him. He's like, well, they're both just that Jaws of the Wolf. It's basically the same list. And I'm like, yeah, but one's Eris and one's Strakov. Like,
Eris 2.
One's Eris 2 and one's Strakov. And, like, they're both equally tilting for totally different reasons.
You're not playing Vlad Rockets?
No. We're rocking this. But, like, I was like, what are you going to do against Circle? Laugh all the way to the bank? What do you want me to do?
Doesn't Strakov just jerk Circle around hardcore?
Eris. Like, the list pair jerks them around pretty hard.
Not only that, as a Circle player, when you accidentally build a list where, like, you're just used to deploying with half of your models 6 inches in front of the rest of your models, mm-hmm. and then when none of them do, you're just like, I don't know how this works.
Well, I mean, Sentry Stones are really sad. The other stones.
Shifting Stones.
And, like, literally half the units in Circle have.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, bad, but it's especially bad. Well, also, does that affect Hellmouse?
Yeah.
No, because they don't have AD. They have their own
They ploop down. Yeah. But you know who it affects?
Oh,
it's
my
the
God, that would be so...
is Kel Balok. Just stuffing one model on Josh makes the whole thing worth it.
That's huge, because if he goes second, he can't aim and kill.
Yeah, he has to like walk back, and then he's
whatever. It stops Josh from getting even killed on the bottom of one, and him complaining nonstop about it for the rest of time.
Getting deviated enough.
Yeah.
Last time Nigel and Josh played, Kale only had one shot the whole entire game
because then he got jammed by like pikemen. He was like
so mad.
I move up and shoot. Got one pikeman, and then he was like in melee with them the rest.
Fantastic.
Speaking of Circle, I can bring back an old section called Gym Tech.
Uh-oh. What's Jim doing?
He's been so he mostly plays Wormwood, but he's been trying some other stuff. Like he still plays Tuna, and that list is still fine, as it turns out. His secret ingredient for Tuna is the all three Hunter's Marks, both Blackclads and Lanissa. To keep his Hunter's Mark coverage solid, so they always have to respect the 14/16-inch threat.
Sure.
It's good. But the list I wanted to talk about is he was playing Chromac 2 the other night, and the Bronzeback Goats are still actually quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got a armor
buff. And we're working on possible changes for the list, but he was playing 4 Goats, a Pure Blood, and Getarix with 2 Blackclads. I think that might be the entire list.
That's a lot of beef.
It's a lot of beef, and it hits really hard, and it's all
a lot of goat.
Yeah, and it's all armor a little bit too high on his feet turn, and it just kind of works out. The only thing I noticed that we were looking at changing is that on the feet turn, there was so much fury out there that 3 or 4 beasts were going to frenzy anyway. So it's like, why are these not primaled?
Yeah.
And so there might need to be a Gorax or a Feral in there.
Feral.
Oh, my God.
Get a warp for armor.
That is almost the entire list. That is the entire list. You nailed it.
Yep. I thought
so. Can
this
be taken in theme? It's just like, it's all about.
No, because the only theme that Blackclads go in is bones.
Yeah, God, stupid. It's so weird that they did, like, some theme forces where you're like, well, I guess I'll play this faction in this force.
They're actually restricted,
like,
and the other ones aren't.
Yeah.
Or you play Kador and everything's awesome.
That's why it's bad to be a Protectorate player right now, because we're in the have-not theme forces, where you guys all have that in
what?
The app.
Mm-hmm.
The Protectorate theme forces are not that strong. They're fine. They're playable.
Is it you can take only Wolds strong?
So you're in the have-not boat
Point
with me.
Point Crump.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, you're in the have-not boat. I'm in the have-not, like, anchor at the bottom of the ocean.
So, real quick question. Now that most of the command books are out, I saw that Jay posted the Grimkin release. Like, in 2 months, the big army box, $199, which is like $180 at discount.
Yeah.
Not trying to plug Jay so much as pointing out that in that conversation, I was lamenting that I wasn't getting any cool stuff for myself. Like, there's like a 3-month window where nobody gets anything because everybody gets Grimkin. And, but then after he's like, well, then army books, whatever, I don't even know what are they even called?
Theme Force books.
Theme Force books. Okay. So all the Theme Force books come out, which is when I'll be getting my Shock Trooper theme. But when does that start? Like, when's the official? When's that one drop? Does anybody know?
It's probably like
Gen Con August.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait for that. This is like too much. And if you're Menoth, if the boat missed you on this pass, you just have to wait a few more months and you're going to get something stupid.
Yeah, no. I just want the Exemplar theme.
Yeah, well, that's coming.
There'll be one.
Yeah, there 100% is going to be one.
Where you can only take Exemplar casters.
No.
Yep.
Look, if the Red Theme Force says non-House Vayir War casters for some random reason. Yeah.
I was actually shocked that they did the Flame Guard theme before they did the Exemplar theme.
Yeah.
They did like an all-Jack theme, and they did a Gunmage theme before they did the Trencher theme for Signar. They're just saving a really good theme for the book for basically everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose.
Oh, that's
a really popular one.
If you're a Kador player, that sounds really exciting. The good one's not out yet. So then,
what?
If the good theme's not out yet for Kador.
No. You have
a good theme is
thematically good, not necessarily rules-wise.
Yeah,
good.
Your themes are off the chart.
But let's just focus on what's probably going to happen.
I hope it's Kossites.
No, because it's already been confirmed the Shock Troopers. But Legion got the one with the Hellions, and people are freaking out because like it's a 7-point Zolo that they give for free.
Six, but yes.
Is it only six?
They're only six.
Is that Hellion six?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I speculated what? That Dracoons could be free
no!
on the tier list.
No.
And that might be happening.
No.
That's, yeah. For every, market, calling my shot right now, pointing
every,
to the stands.
For every 40 points of Warjax you bring...
Yeah, I'll take 18 free points.
For
I'll
every,
do that.
For every 80 Geocrop. Points. For every 80 points.
Oh, geez. He had to change.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Praetorian.
No.
Themeless will be awesome with Makeda's.
Mm. I in a month, when like the right stuff comes out, I might like...
Like you can only take Buzz Aldrin or, and like other astronauts? And then if...
I might die.
You get a free shuttle.
They might be so... Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's so many sweet things coming out.
Yeah, the red stuff is bonkers. Yeah. It is just bonkers. Also, six power boosters in a list is going to make so many lists just crazy. Crazy?
Yeah.
Why only six?
Oh, is it? Oh, that's right. It's nine, right?
Speculation is that it's nine.
I have a feeling it'll run into the problem of support bloat, but we'll see.
Yeah, you probably don't want all nine.
You're
necessarily.
Like, can you imagine having nine free focus? I'm like, well, it's not free. It's like 16 points on my list.
It's a hefty fudge and fee.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I forgot about those dudes. I'm more talking about the Legionnaires, the sweet looking, maybe my new favorite models in the game.
Legionnaires have always been fantastic models.
Yeah.
The original Legionnaires are some of the Privateer Press. Best models, in my opinion.
These are those, but instead of like ugly elf faces, they have sweet Sith masks. So
you just like anything with a mask.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
Which is why Protectorate's the worst, because they like are the worst of both worlds. They have masks, but they're shaped like faces. So it's just like, like Fiora is literally wearing a gold mask, but it's just a perfect imprint of a human face. So it's just like,
That's like, because Fiora is a lot older than. You would think she is looking at her model.
No.
Yeah.
Is she old in the fluff?
Yeah.
She's an old MILF?
And that's a podcast.
Morgo 3 is going to talk to her.
Get out of here.
Pimp Daddy.
Pimp Daddy.
Next month.
Lance.
Don't do it.
Just cut Eggy out of the podcast completely.
This is perfect.
That's okay. Then I don't have to listen to myself talk.
That's true.
It was all part of the plan.
But then what's Dudley going to get randomly excited about?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dad's in the radio.
Yeah.
Dad's in the radio.
Yep.
I think he's too dumb to realize that.
Great Danes are pretty smart.
They are pretty smart.
They're pretty smart.
Okay.
I mean, just because they're big and goofy doesn't mean they're super dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Great Dane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
He's not Danish. Wait, are you Danish? Are you literally a
You
great
probably
Dane?
Are Danish.
No. That would be amazing.
John, you talking like, in the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I'm not Danish.
Now I want a Danish.
I am a little hungry.
Yeah. Cream cheese. Mm.
Do you guys want to do some dojo, or do you want to talk? Does anybody have a topic they want to talk about War Machine wise, other than me complaining about sprays?
I'm dojo, excited, but I kind of already shared it. So
I'm excited about Cloud Walls with Zadesh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get some Scorn Dojo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we never do that.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, how does generating a cloud wall for him work?
What? Oh, it's just Bernie Nash.
Oh, okay.
So he just makes
He just has the spell.
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yep. Oh, what arcade trickery is this? No, it's just a spell on his card, Keith. All right. Sweet. Like,
do I shoot my own dudes and they explode into clouds? How does this work?
What happened in this game?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like how there was, cloud walls are a bad play experience. Cloud walls everywhere.
Well, yeah, they're like...
They put one on an 8-8 focus caster.
Wait, what?
Bernie Nash, one of the Grimkin. It's
That's basically
King
exactly,
of Nothing, right?
That's the same situation as Zarkova one, though, because she can put out that many. Four.
Yeah, so you have, like, him, Zarkova, but it's interesting that, like, Gatsby did it, and it was effective, and then... People didn't realize that Reclaimer can do it, and that's really awesome. And then they got rid of both, basically, or they complicated both, and then gave it to everybody else.
Yeah.
So you're like, what? Because now, heck? Like, Kodiak's doing the vent steam of 4-inch. It makes, like, three Kodiaks as a 12-inch wall of smoke. And then there's so many dudes who, like, make them reposition or something crazy that's, like... There's just a lot of ways to do it now.
And it used to be like the holy grail of being a dickhead. Oh, the times, how they've
changed. It's the ultimate denial.
Yep. So anyways, Zadesh.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go over spell list. I don't know if you guys don't really know any Scorn, because you don't have to talk about it.
Whatever, we are Scorn experts, but you go ahead.
I know that the name of
because some of our listeners might not know.
I know that they... I know that they're good at, like, clogging people out, and that's about all I know.
The one time we talk about Scorn, I have to talk about it. I'm like, oh, I wish I'd talk about Scorn.
Yeah.
But, okay, here you go.
So, his spell list is Battle Charge. So the
what does that do?
Counter Charge spell.
Oh, okay.
For the battle group.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is actually super relevant with the clouds.
Because if they come into the clouds, you're like,
psh. Right.
Surprise!
Yeah, and if you take Tibbers or something like that, you can always crit on that Counter Charge. Burning Ash, Flashing Blade for him.
Crit Smite on Tibbers?
Correct. Okay. And then IR. So that, here's a list. I guess I'll go over it. His feat is interesting, too. It is +2 strength and mat and defensive strike. So if you have a cloud wall and they walk in, then you can sometimes, like I said before, actually crit them with stuff. So if
counter charge plus do all the extra.
Right. So you can actually get a lot of work done on not your turn with that, with the defensive strikes as well. So if you take something hardy. So I'll go over the list here.
Wait. So if they walk into the smoke and you've got like a bronze back and you countercharge them, do you also then get a defensive strike right immediately?
No,
defensive
they both
strike
don't
is the, yeah, defensive strike is if they walk and end in yours. Mm-hmm. So like
there's a little scornergy there, actually.
No, you just kill the one model and then they send the next guy in and you punch that guy in the face.
Sometimes you don't even upkeep the battle charge because you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends.
Defensive strike's pretty mean though. Because it's just end your movement in their melee range, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's coming back to me now. I played a game against him, and I was setting up for Haley passed to kill a heavy, and I just spaced it, and I walked Ragman up first, and wham, he's dead. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, and the +2 mat helps with that for the feet. So, like, Tibbers is a 9, and then he can be armor 23, which is super frustrating. But also Zadesh, too, himself, is focus strapped. But he has sack pawn.
Wait, can you countercharge with Tibbers? You can't. He's immovable still, right?
No. He can move however
he can
you
benefit.
Want him to. Yep. But your opponent can't move him.
They changed it for the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are.
He is mega annoying. He also gets overtake with Xerxes, which is a new fresh hell.
Yeah, I messed that up against you, remember?
Yeah.
So his rule is still called a movable object, but it's just this model cannot be come knocked down, cannot be placed, and cannot be moved by a push, slam, or throw. So you can totally like walk around and do and out of activation movements and stuff. Just basically your opponent can't touch him.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay.
So it cannot be moved. It says, read it again for me.
Cannot become knocked down, placed, moved by a push, slam, or throw.
Okay, so he can be befuddled.
Sure.
Based.
Yeah.
So one
or rampaged.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forget Rampager is like doesn't have the non character.
In
thing
this
anymore.
List you have to still have to see him through the clouds and then not get countercharged by it too.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
right. Those rules are rare. So I mean I think it's right. The Scorn players still make that trade.
Yeah.
Given them the if they were given a choice.
100% too, because they can overtake. Ugh.
So the rest of the Dush's card has flank with Warbeast. So on the feet turn, he becomes
Power 14 Weapon Master.
Mat 9, Power 14 Weapon Master.
Mat 11. Because the feet's +2 mat, and then he flanks, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Mat 11.
Yeah, Mat 11, Power 14. And then the sack pawn to Warbeast. So you always take a bug. So I'll go over the list really quick. So it's Dush, Gladiator, Tiberian, Kriya, Soldier, and the soldier's just for the sack pawns for range attacks because it's going to be armor 25 at that point. I haven't decided if I want to have a Kriya or an Agonizer just behind the clouds. A Willbreaker. Midwinter is really important in this list to actually clear off jam, and he randomly kills a lot of models. Min, Beast Handlers, Blood Runners to actually try to get rid of jam as well. And then Ferox, just because you can put IR on them, and then they're +2, so they're 13-19s with tough no knockdown because they're randomly steady.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that seems good. Seems very playable.
I want to see
cats always land on their feet.
Yep.
It's not random.
Kitty walls are pretty tough.
We don't know if cats in the Iron Kingdoms always land on their feet, Keith.
Yes. Cats everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough. So you can't really shoot on the Warbeast, and it's really tough to get on them. I played against Colin, not this exact list, but you can just switch over the IR to Tiberian and make him 23 armor, and it's really hard to kill him if you have infantry to try to kill it with. So, like, storm blades and storm lances actually just can't get charges in because they can't see anything.
Does Bernie Nash still do -2 to your attack rolls?
Correct, yep.
If you're not immune to fire.
Gross.
So it's just pretty tough, and it hits pretty hard. And then on the return, after your feet turn, during their turn, you actually get a lot of work done with cats and things like that with the defensive strikes.
So if you position good Bernie Nash, as Tibbers is 14-23 versus Warbeast.
All the elephants' stats went down, though, for defense. So they're only 10
10-19s.
All right, so he's only 12-23.
I mean, sometimes people are mat 6 and they miss those.
In Mark 2, I was trying to, like, Chad Gar, one of our local scorn players, was, like, really wanting to play Zadesh, but, like, he just, like, he doesn't threat extend, and, like, there's not enough clouds to, like, cover all the things you want.
I don't think you need all three clouds.
Yeah.
I think he just plays scenario very, very well.
I was trying to convince him to build the most, basically build an ARO list. Like, so every single thing your opponent did, you had a counter to. So you're like, move this model, counter charge it. Like, I can't come in and punch you because you have defensive strike. Oh, I can't, like, and then I put a bunch of, this is a Mark III, sorry. So I put sentries in because they have, their animus is retaliatory strike. So it's like, they get a counter charge, and then the first model that enters, they punch. And then if they take damage, they punch. So it's just, like, three out of activation, like, palpable strength 18s or whatever, which is just kind of gross.
I kind of wanted to randomly throw in, like, Rhinodons, too, because their tails have crit knockdowns. Just, if you just have, like, random crits and stuff as well, it can just ruin a heavy's day and make it completely useless.
You should put that new guy in, the big guy, the big Drake.
Yeah, actually, Colin would really wanted me to put Karn in just because he goes and kills an objective and you cloud wall him.
Yeah.
Or even just guns. Guns would be okay with him too if you had cannoneers. You just shoot and then cloud wall and they have to come into you.
I've always thought of Malak Karn as like the most powerful gun in the game.
Probably instead of a cannoneer, maybe the Aratus.
The living thing is just really bugs me. It has to be a living model to actually.
Bugs you?
Dump!
Nailed it!
Nice.
It's still power like 13 with even without, right?
Yeah. I'm going to turn Pee-wee's Playhouse there for a second.
It's power 11.
The gun is power 11?
No, it's 13.
You guys. Oh, wow. Okay, I was wrong.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, I don't think so.
No one plays that thing, Keith. No one plays that thing anymore.
The reason I was...
That's because they all think it's 11. Scorn players are so dumb.
It's range 11. You can't snipe it anymore.
That's a major reason why.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm with Eggers now. I forgot that you can't snipe them anymore.
It was some kind of 11 that was terrible.
Why can't you snipe them?
Because it's range self and cost one. Yeah.
All right.
The reason I was saying the new Drake dude is because he has counterblast as animus. So you're just like, punch, spray, countercharge.
I like that.
Like, when you do stuff and I convinced Gar to build his list like that, and then we played. Like, he built his list, and then I just steamrolled him, and then I'm like, make it so I have to, like, unwind a million puzzles. And then eventually I just came to the point where I'm like,
and then you clocked out.
I'm like, no, I was just like,
the scoring strategy.
We're
not going
perfect.
Nailed it.
No, I just eventually had to bite the bullet. I was like, this model, when it goes in, is just going to get punched twice and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, it just, it was very annoying and surprisingly good.
Right.
In my game against Zadesh, I was playing Haley 3, and it came right down to the wire. And
like on the clock?
Clock and attrition. And I got the impression that he is a caster who is greater than the sum of his parts. Because you look at the spells, and you're not like blown away by any individual piece, but it can all come together to be really effective.
Yeah, you don't look impressed. You're like, he's okay. You don't really think he'd be really good. But I think that feat is actually really, really good and allows you to do work not on your turn, which is the biggest thing about him.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on the Ferox yet. I want to try that. That's the newest thing I want to try. But
is it all friendly faction models get +2 mat strength and arm, or mat strength and, defensive strike?
Yeah. Friendly faction models.
Okay.
Gain +2 mat, strength, and defensive strike. So that's why on Ferox, too, they become power 14s.
Also, delivering Ferox into their army and then just being like, ha-ha, defensive strike. Right, it's just like,
And if they're armor 19, they still need high quality attacks to kill them.
Yeah.
And then they're tough, no knockdown.
Right.
Do not want. Yeah. My caster's going to die.
I'm not going to lie. Ferox engaging like all the things that I love. And then me being like, I have to activate these models to go punch those Ferox. But those models are going to get punched.
Yeah, and if you don't have reach against the Ferox too, then they're going to get a free strike if you don't want to take the defensive strike.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's cool. I
have to see kind of
wishing
still.
Lance would just cut this out.
The downside of that, no, it's fine because the dash has to be pretty far up there.
He's so hard to kill, actually.
Yeah, I know, but.
So I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but the Kriya makes him like impossible. A, he's impossible to kill at range because of a bug sitting next to him.
Or just any heavy. Like, yeah, it doesn't have to be a bug. You're just like,
Bugs are sweet. Because he's an armor 23, just base, and if his Kriya is armor 25.
I'm just saying, like.
Then if you IR him, he's armor 27.
You don't need
IR. I'm just saying this might be overkill. Like, an armor 21 heavy just standing there is probably good enough.
I just like the bug.
I like the Agonizer in there.
Yeah.
As a sack pawn target.
Well, just no. Just I like the Agonizer behind the clouds because that makes things pretty miserable.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Also, I don't even want to think about stacking Tibbers with IR, standing behind a cloud, so he's minus two to hit, and then the Agonizer's there for minus two strength.
That's what that had against Colin. Guy, the Agonizer, and then he can only with the clouds and blocking line of sight, he can only get so many charges, and then he usually kills an infantry guy when he comes in, which changes the math as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you can try to crit smite and hit something else.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of impossible to kill, I played against Brian Culp, came down from from Milwaukee to play some games on a Wednesday night, and he brought Xerxes 1. And when I initially sat down against it, it didn't look like much. It was like, oh, it's there's one or two heavies, Tiberian and a Gladiator, the Mammoth, and that's pretty much everything in the list that can do work. There's a Kriya and an Agonizer.
It's a lot of beef.
And some beast handlers. And I was like, all right, so as long as I can chew through Tiberian and the Mammoth, it's going to be fine. And then we start getting into it, and I have to start doing the math on this, and it's like, so everything is in the Kriya bubble, and the Mammoth has Defender's Ward on it,
and it's Xerxes' feet.
If I came in, I have to deal with the Agonizer, and then Xerxes feated, so it's like an armor 25 Tiberian, and an armor 25 or Mammoth against ranged or melee. It's like, pick your poison, it still sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he just obliterates stuff with his feet.
Every once in a while.
And he's got Lurch, actually, to extend threat ranges, which is actually...
Yeah, because you can Lurch, which is locomotion, Tiberian, and Rush for like a 14-inch threat range on him.
Hmm. Which is surprising, too.
Yeah, and then he overtakes.
Which is also surprising if you have never played Tiberian in Mark III yet.
Yeah.
I was just like, he does, like, you put the bronze backs animus on him, right? Just like, nope.
No, it's actually.
So that list was also, I don't know how prolific it is or if it's been developed elsewhere, but it was surprising and really, really good.
Seems like it would be struggling scenario, but.
Just put Tiberian or a Mammoth in scenario.
Most scenarios are in War Machine are so sort of not live that
I meant like split zone scenarios.
Yeah, I think Scorn just struggles in split zone scenarios. Just period.
Yeah,
and you just gotta hope that you can hold one zone with. Like,
I think in that situation, you swap Defender's Ward to Tiberian and just have him go on his own.
Tibbers, hold the fort down over there.
Yeah,
you got
only
this.
Got 10 inches from Xerxes, though, is a big.
That's
big,
plenty.
Big thing.
That is plenty to hold the back of a zone. Man, that's interesting. I'm actually thinking about Scorn.
Weird.
So I was just thinking about your Zadesh 2 list, and I want to figure out a way with those cats for you to get Wrong Eye and Snapjaw on the list, because then you can get protect, Wrong Eye with clouds, and then get Starcrossed for the cats, which seems pretty cool, like a cool module.
I could drop a beast. I could drop the bug.
You could drop the bug. I would swap Wrong-Eyed Snapjaw for that bug all day. What do you guys think? Good trade?
I don't hate it.
I could try it.
Yeah.
I think the first time you have Starcrossed on those cats with IR, so they're
13-19s. It can't be pushed or slammed.
Yeah. Well, Starcross is effectively plus two to the defense, right? So they become
15-19.
15-19 tough no knockdown in the middle of your army with retaliatory strike. Or not retaliatory, defensive strike. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, it's not always easy to get wrong eye up there, though.
And that's a lot like how they work in Makeda 1, right?
Mac 2.
Makeda 2. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's so Makeda 1, Makeda 2 should be taking Wrong Eye and Snapjaw and adding the signs importance into that equation of hell.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need it.
They probably don't. Yeah.
I think they're like seven. One of them's like a 17 defense or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
One of them is.
I'm going to start a petition to get cats nerfed. They don't need steady.
Oh God. They're like
Aren't they? Yeah. Never mind.
They're 20 points for 5.
Seems fine.
I mean, that's everybody's cav. My cav's not steady.
Get out of here.
They're not.
They're fine.
They're actually not playable.
Your cav?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, the High Reclaimer?
I've seen him play him so much.
I mean, the Flamebringers are mildly playable, but the Avengers are
pretty sad. The Leap and the Reposition 3 is pretty sweet.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cat's got it going on.
Yeah. They're better than Dawnguard Esters, so they should be nerfed. All cabs should be Dawnguard.
All cabs should be nerfed to Dawnguard.
Dawnguard status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, but that's all my dojo for Zadesh. But
no, it was actually really interesting.
Like Zadouche.
I'm just thinking about Scornless now, which is not something I do very often.
He just makes your opponent think very, very hard and makes like a puzzle box for them.
Yeah.
It's a very actually protectorate style of list.
Enough annoying little things that it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, basically you get to troll your opponent for fun and profit, so I'm in.
I think Makeda 1 does even worse, but...
Yep. How about you, Nigel? What are you going to a tournament this weekend?
I am.
What are you playing?
Eris 2 and Strakoff 1.
Oh, so you're softballing it for people?
Yep.
No Vlad Rockets?
No Vlad Rockets, no 10 Marauders.
Where is this tournament located?
Kansas City at the Geekery. It's a KC Masters tournament qualifier.
Okay.
Keith, if you come down here, you can ride down with Nigel on Saturday.
That's true. We could ride out.
Casey. I have Easter plans.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God, family. So, yeah, I have the same thing going on. Yeah. But...
Stupid Easter.
Yeah, you take that bad boy home. There won't be people there. Except for locals, right?
Whoa. Yeah, Brent Simon will be there, Scott Taylor, a lot of the other local dudes. They're there.
Anybody good going to be there?
Nope.
Oh, John.
To be fair, Brent nonstop trolls me 100% of the time when he's around me. So I'm just getting back a little bit. I still owe him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
But I'll let you guys know how it goes. I'm really excited about the Jaws Wolf tier list. Pretty sure it's broke. And... I don't know if it's broke, but it's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good. Like, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. That's for sure.
Oh, man.
So what's going on in the lists?
Well, I learned some lessons. So with Irusk, I have Irusk, Behemoth, and a Marauder or Juggernaut. I can't remember which. But then I've got two free Greylord Forge Seers, one of which is running a Destroyer. And then the Destroyer is going to get fire for effect. I talked about it a little bit last week. And then I've got 20 Kai'Azi. Both lists are kind of similar. They're 20 Kai'Azi strong. With like the underbosses, but the Irusk list has Widowmakers in it also, whereas the Strakoff list does not. The Strakoff list has the Behemoth, a Grolar, and Torch. The Grolar specifically can go basically, he just dominates the table.
Yeah.
That table is his table. And he just, this is my table. There are many like it, but this one is mine. And then nobody gets to play on it.
Are you just going to go for assassinations with him?
That's all. Like with Strakoff, exactly. The Grolar is so reliable. It's the most fantastic.
Turn two, go.
D3 plus 2 12s, in addition to 5 other attacks, is pretty reliable.
And knockdown, right?
And it knocks down on his base attack. Yep.
Yeah, playable.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, you still have the Behemoth 22 Kayazi, threat range for days, all kinds of cool stuff. So, yeah, both lists are pretty good. And, but, yeah, there's, like, don't both lists do the same thing? Like, nope. One is a ground and pound where I just want to cast fire, you know, I want to cast solid ground and then just move up really slowly with all my tough immune to knockdown Kayazis. It's like all stealth, immune to knockdown, battle-lusted douchebags. And then I've got, you
know. Immune to blast damage too, right?
Yep, exactly. They're immune to blast damage. Like the Eros list is probably more powerful, like statically powerful.
I love how you just got touched by Josh Kayazi with Gordon and you're like, I'm playing that.
No, exactly. I'm double downing. Yep.
You're just like, oh, my controller is 14 inches.
Mm-hmm.
This is way better than 10.
Yeah, it turns out. And then also having Artifice of Deviation and just all the other stuff going on. That was Josh was like negotiating. Oh, did you guys see that? Did you see that Artifice is on CID? Do you want to play CID? Like, no, we don't have to play CID yet. I'll wait for that to come. I'll wait for that to go live.
You give me my time in the sun.
How are they changing?
Completely with it.
You have to be completely.
So like every other terrain piece.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that thing is so broken.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ride it. Ride it till the cows come home this weekend.
Just like, oh, man, I hope they never change this. You should do that, too. Just like time to time.
Oh, man,
like,
this spell's pretty good. I hope they never change it.
Look at all these guys got, like, plus four defense. This is so good.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean? This seems pretty fair. That's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was playing against Pat Dunford, and he put Artifice down and put his entire army in it, which meant my Redeemers could not shoot anything ever.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was not awesome. It was terrible.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, your Redeemers couldn't shoot anything on this list anyways.
No, so. that's true. Yep. Well, I could shoot your heavies if you didn't have Artifice.
That's true. I mean, Def 14, you could hit Def 14.
Redeemers are at one, bro. I mean,
yeah, but then they're aiming. And
Beox cars.
Beox cars.
Yeah, Beox cars are aiming and flared.
Or just roll 11s.
Yeah. Exactly.
Then I have to boost a hit. It's not near as fun.
Ah, whatever.
I don't get to take three boosted damage rolls with my Redeemers and your Jacks, which I think is completely fair and balanced.
With the Eye of Truth sitting next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, Artifice of Deviation, that's a spell, right? So I ignore it. I love when people try to pull that stuff.
I am unbelievably excited about this Destroyer module. I think it's actually better, because normally we're like, the Boundless Charge was the equation. Like, if you could Boundless Charge and then get two focus, and then it gets the extra, like, the Crusher, so it gets an extra attack and it's plus two damage. It's like, oh, that's nuts. But actually, I just think having fire for effect and then not even giving it focus, just letting it run around like, I'm pal 16 all the time with a gun and magic blessed. I think that's where the nut's going to be.
I'm not a fan of this idea.
The other thing, too, is it walks. It's rat 6 if it walks, rat 8 if it aims, if I really need to be accurate. You know, like I can just choose like the levels I want to shoot the gun at.
But cool. You only get the power if you aim.
That's right. I only get the power if I aim.
It's range 14 gun?
Yeah.
I think you can manufacture that a lot.
Yeah, especially sure. in an Artifice list.
And it's AoE 4, so the blast damage is pound 9 and all boosted.
Yeah. Well, that I've already experienced, and it was good. Like, killing Forge Guard with blast damage was pretty spectacular.
I was just correcting for clarity.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you put the helmet on that model? Does it have a helmet?
On the Forge Seers?
Yeah.
On both, yes. I gave them both hats. I don't have the bald guys.
Oh, the bald guys look so cool.
The hats are pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, the hats are pretty cool.
The bald guys look sweet. Mm-hmm. Should have one of each.
The hats look like they belong in a Shriner Circus.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen the bald ones?
Yeah, they're just like at Denny's, like, I'm getting free breakfast.
Yeah, that's sweet. Should have had the bald guy with the trucker hat. Nice. Just modern trucker hat on.
Nah, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with their hats. And I'm pretty happy with those dudes, too. They're sweet super casters.
So next cast, we can look forward to battle reports then, right?
Yeah. All around.
Sweet. Sweet battle reports.
All right. Well, I can save my dojo for next week. Is that a cast?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
We had to do a nooner, so we recorded it at an odd time, but just because our schedule's weird this week.
Easter. I'm going to blame it on Easter.
But we've been plowing really long podcasts, so we've been spoiling everybody. They're due for a short one.
Yeah,
like the 2.5 hours with Tom and...
Yeah.
2.5 hours with Guan.
We've been a cornucopia.
Cornucopia. Good word.
Yep.
This is Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yep.
It's the word of the day.
What?
Okay,
that's a cast.
Nice.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Muse on Minis, episode 308.
Wait,
I am Nigel.
What?
What?
I'm so confused.
Crump?
I
that's
am
John.
I'm out of here.
That's Eggie. And then that's Keith. We're out.
Yeah.
Why did you intro?
Yeah, you
intro. To confuse people, obviously.
All right.
I'm trying to throw them off
They're
the
like,
scent.
Sweet, another exactly. podcast.
Got them good.
Bamboozled them.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Bamboozled. Another good word.
All right.
All right. Well, come out to MomCon and hang out with us. Get your Grimkin Army box from Jay at Discount Games. Enjoy playing War Machine.
Enjoy playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Trap cards.
Well, there's no Yu-Gi-Oh at MomCon, is
there?
No.
He was okay, referring good. To he was referring to Arcana. The traps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scared me for a second there.
I mean, I might bring some Yu-Gi-Oh cards and just throw them at you.
Like I don't need a bunch of people coming in and taking dumps on the floor.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, maybe we should have a card game at MomCon.
Hearthstone. We'll have a
Star Wars Destiny's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people enjoy that.
Destiny is pretty cool.
We should run a Hearthstone tournament like next year. Just like have one of those.
So everybody like get out their phones.
Yep. And... Yeah, exactly.
But we'll have table numbers. So I have to sit like at a table across from your opponent.
On your phone.
Yeah. You're just like, all right, it's your turn.
No, we'll have toilet numbers.
I'm pretty sure they have events like that. They do that.
Yeah.
Wait, toilet numbers?
Yeah, so you just go play on the toilet, which is how half of my opponents play Hearthstone, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're being...
Nigel's nodding in agreement.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're being generous. I'm pretty sure it's more than half. I know that, like, 80% of my Hearthstone games are toilet games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, like, you're that bad? They're just all in the toilet?
That's 100% what I mean.
Yeah, all right.
That would be a hilarious way to do a Hearthstone tournament.
It's just like at a convention center, just run out the bathrooms. It's just, gross.
Oh,
so
God.
Gross.
That'd be awesome.
John, stall number one.
Yep.
And then
Crump,
like,
stall number two.
You could have guys in like suits and ties randomly open up the doors like to simulate the boss accidentally walking. As you have to, like, if you don't hide the iPad in like 2 seconds, then you get like a penalty point.
Oh my God. All right. That's
Crump's super legit Hearthstone
there was
in a bathroom tournament.
There was an employee at Fantasy Flight who broke his tablet because the owner of the company, he was in the toilet playing Hearthstone. I don't know what it was. He was playing something on Facebook. It could have been whatever.
Yeah.
Farmville. But yeah, the owner of the company just randomly opened the stall door because it, for whatever reason, wasn't locked properly. And then he was just sitting there playing. He's sitting there playing, and the owner is like staring at him, and he just drops it on the floor, and like he panics. And
oh, fantastic.
And then the owner felt bad because he broke his iPad.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Genius.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just.
He was like, ah, sorry, bro.
Yeah. I would have sued for sexual harassment. I would have, like. Yeah. I would have got in there. I'd have been rich.
Man.
Like that guy who got beat up by. Not Delta.
United.
Yeah.
United.
Good times.
Is he rich yet?
I'm sure he will be.
He's on his way.
He was a doctor, so.
Was a doctor.
I mean, still probably already rich.
I think he got stripped of his license.
What?
Yeah. That's his pass. I think his license got revoked.
Wait, what?
For not leaving an airline?
No, not just before that.
So he wasn't a doctor?
Not a doctor.
Oh, so United's in the clear then?
Yeah.
Well, no, they did break his nose.
What? Yeah,
I'm so confused right now.
The greatest thing about like that was an atrocity, but God, I love the internet. Like,
the memes.
All of the memes are just so the best one. It was like my favorite one is the indie punching the Nazi in the face and throwing him off the blimp and being like, "He volunteered."
Yeah.
Like the, yeah.
Southwest Airlines, we beat the competition, not you.
They tweeted that, right?
No, that was. There's no way that was real. Yeah, I mean, if I ran Southwest, I would have totally done that.
Yeah, it was like the nihilist army.
Southwest is ballsy enough to do something like that, which is why I wasn't sure if it was actually fake.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, let's get out of here.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, goodbye. Everyone. Goodbye. is now live. Bum, bum, bum.
Whoa.
Whoa. So Lance is actually editing this week?
Yeah.
Lance.
He's a pretty sweet
savior
dude.
Of the podcast. So this one actually might get posted then in a reasonable amount of time. That's cool.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, I have no room to criticize. I don't edit, so.
Has anything... This is weird. I haven't podcasted in like a few weeks. Has anything non-War Machine related like happened / has anything War Machine related happened?
Adepticon releases.
Yep. Yeah, the Adepticon stuff came out, which was like the Legion Command book.
We've known about that stuff for like a month-ish.
Yep.
Yeah. I assume you also said probably already talked about Strakov, too. The most interesting. What did Josh say? What do you call it? Like, Strakov 2? How did he put him?
That he's the best caster ever made.
He's the coolest design caster, I think is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would stop touching Josh in bad ways with things so that he would stop complaining.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
He's good.
Strakov 2?
Yeah. He's good. You should have dominated that game. If you just last stand the pikemen, you would have destroyed him. Because his mangler blows up. And then you can't contest that zone.
Yeah.
Plus you should last stand your caster and then get him.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in there.
That's what I was wishing I'd done.
Oh man. Well, you can last stand your caster unit and then those guys actually do something.
Mm-hmm. And then they get out of the unit so that he doesn't get screwed by having two crappy guys.
Getting calamity.
He's just like last stand. Go get them, dudes.
Yep.
Idiots. And then drops it.
Yep.
It is frustrating, though, looking at Zal 1, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's Last Stand's his thing. And then they give it a Strakov 2, and you're like, God.
It's okay. It's
such scorn privilege. Also, you need to talk closer to your mic.
Closer to the mic. Whose mic is this, though?
Josh's.
Josh's.
Ew. I don't want to get too close.
It's equally crappy in both factions.
You can use this one over here. This one's Chad's. It's untouched for months.
It's probably crappier in Kador, actually.
You think?
Than Scorn. Yeah, their units are better.
But Strakov can actually go in and use it and win a game.
I mean, honestly,
Saul could too.
I know.
Isn't Battlelust just a better spell? Unless you need the hit. Well, the boost to hit is good, but a lot of times you don't really need it.
Wait, is it just boost? It's not additional.
It is additional.
Oh, okay,
it's additional.
I was like, I mean, if it's boost, that spell is
for units. Units need it a lot of the time. Yeah. I mean, if you're mat 6 or mat 7, it makes a big difference when you're going for like a Warpwolf or something like that.
Yeah, but you only need to, like, you just charge 6. And then you need 2 hits to blow it up or whatever, or use CMA.
Yeah, sure. Then those two guys automatically get it done, take their souls, and it's like almost automatic instead of having to worry about hitting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rolling 7s is terrifying.
I could talk about, like, the sweet league that happened at Mayhem.
Oh.
Contrary to Colin's belief.
Did people show up
yesterday?
Yeah,
there were... yesterday, no, because, like, everybody had, like, work or random stuff. Like, yesterday it was just 4 of us. Usually there's, like, 8 or 10.
I was walking out the door to come, and then Colin's like, don't go, no one's there.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it.
No, yesterday,
I was so ready.
Yesterday was actually, like, a dead day, which occasionally just happens. Like,
it was so nice out.
It was literally, like, the 4 of us, and then, like, Aaron and Lance.
Playing the Guild Ball.
And like, a couple of people playing Blood Bowl, maybe. At, like, the end of the night. Like, so when Colin was there, it was, like, nobody. Colin went at, like, 5 p.m., though, so it's just, like, no one's there! It's dead! And, like, yeah, people have jobs, and then they get off, and then they hang out with him. No, sir! It's not happening. Just doesn't want it.
He's just playing Diablo and just like, get out of here!
Oh, well. Hmm. Yeah, I've been having tons of fun with Helios.
Helios.
I gotta talk about that guy. I can't contain it. He's so fun.
He's really good. He's also like bargain basement colossal, right? He's still the cheapest?
I think so, yeah.
Is he like 34? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty...
How many boxes does he have? There we go.
56, 58, something like that.
Plus the field.
No, that's with it.
No, I thought he had like 64 with the field.
I don't know.
I'm almost sure.
It's the most. It doesn't. This is the mostest.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's like 60 or 62 or 64. It's like a god awful huge number.
He's the cheapest, and he has the most boxes.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a gun that does work. He has a gun that enables other stuff to do work.
Oh,
so
he's got a gun that does work.
I mean, it is the best enabler gun ever, but it is
whose gun?
Helios's.
Yeah, 64.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a redonkulous amount of
I gotta like
boxes.
Super jank-tasty list that I've been playing against people in Mayhem, which is probably actually potentially competitive. Not the way I've been playing it, though, but like the list is like I play my caster fast and loose at Mayhem. Like this, just yeah.
So. Virus one?
No, Raven.
That's so Raven.
Yeah. I'll tell you the secret super tech then.
Well, sniping Helios doesn't seem bad.
No, that's not that's the obvious tactic.
No, I know. I'm just saying that doesn't seem like a bad thing to do. Yeah. So.
You vortex to destruction.
It literally is. That's it. You nailed it. Mm-hmm. It's in several games, I've had like Raven run to like where I'm going to put Helios, and she has a vortex up, and then Helios goes walks to like right behind her, like to engage one heavy, and then drags another in. And then, like, sometime, like, potentially gets a third, but just kills both of them because all of his damage drills are boosted.
Yeah.
It's like P plus strength 23, and it's just all boosted. And just,
yeah.
It's sweet.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it has been. I only did that once with Raven living afterwards. Like, but
It's weird because I'm kind of in a weird spot with War Machine right now where I don't want a super dojo lists until I see the new steamroller, because I feel like that's going to change the things that are important.
Yeah. I guess I'm kind of in the same boat, because all my lists are kind of just zany little... I have this stupid, like, random idea, and I'm just going to make it work, and rather than thinking about things. Like,
I've been playing with Errants.
Matchups.
Errants are kind of crazy.
Yeah?
Yep.
But they changed. They lost...
They're like... In every way worse than they were in Mark II.
Well,
they're still pretty tough to
that's
get rid
correct.
Of, though.
Yeah.
When you played Josh, they were really hard for him to remove.
Yeah.
They lasted forever.
They
right up until I dropped Defender's Ward, and then eight of them died in a turn.
They now just have Hunter, right? Like, the solo doesn't give it?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
How'd the rest of that go?
He won, eventually. I made a tactical error. I dropped Defender's Ward on the Errants, and then he killed them all. And that was pretty much the game.
Because I left when you feeded, and he was like, I can't spray anything, which is hilarious.
Yeah, Sevi's feet was actually strangely relevant.
Super relevant.
Yeah.
And also, he hadn't feeded yet, right? So it made his counter feet, like, super crappy if he was going to try to do it. So he decided to, like, wait another turn.
No, he did feed, but it did make it crappy because he ended up, like, having a monstrosity or at least one out of his feet. So it was Siphon, not Thexus.
Oh, okay.
What did Siphon kill? You had a jack with vision on it.
He did. He killed that guy.
What was... I had two. Because you had a buff on it.
Yeah, no, just vision.
Wait. Just vision?
But it was Eye of Truth. So.
If... What? Aren't they, like, almost exactly the same unit? They just... Instead of having spell...
They don't
No spells the entire game. They have it one turn.
Right. It also removes friendly buffs on them. So if you have Defender's Ward on them and you use their mini feed, it removes it. They also don't have quick work anymore, which is a big deal.
They gained Assault, though.
Assault's pretty good. I actually used Assault because they kept getting Breath Stealer. So something that would never happen in Mark 1 or Mark 2.
Mm-hmm.
so they would get Breath Stealer and I'd be like, oh, God, I can't get anywhere. I guess these guys will assault. Let's go 6 inches. Shoot. Ba-doom. It was awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
It worked. Had to do something. Shooting drudges. I'll tell you what. If you want to feel good about your troops just mowing guys down, playing against drudges is great.
It's just like Cossite Woodsman. Yes. Perfect.
With 71, those are power 11 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes out... Makes the math a lot better.
Yep. They still have Blessed Crossbows, and they're still Rat 6, so they're pretty relevant.
Yeah. Basically, the only change to them is the not having Sacred Ward.
And no Quick Work. Right. And no Pathfinder.
Oh. That's fine.
I mean, it makes sense. But
Unit did so many things.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're exactly the same except for everything that they did.
So they're not exactly the same.
Yeah. They have the same defensive stats. They still have self-sack. So yeah. Those parts are the same.
And sweet melee, like sweet stats. Just
yeah, 12-16 is pretty good.
7-6.
Yeah, also
Mat
good.
7, rat 6 is
yep.
Very unusual for a unit.
Yeah.
Especially at that. Like, they're only 16 points. So.
Yeah, they were effective. Also, they work with Gravis now, Crump. So you weren't here for this discussion, but...
You can get souls off of self-sacking?
Yeah, because Gravis gets souls just when they're...
When stuff dies.
When stuff is destroyed. So
Wait. Even if you kill them yourself now?
Yeah.
Huh. It's like have a jack go kill three errands, and then Gravis is like, gravy train!
Maybe. I'm not sure that's worth it.
Legit.
I still think you make your opponent kill those, because those errands are pretty tough.
I'm just saying if there's a turn where you're like, man, if Gravis had like three souls, this would be the greatest turn ever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like...
Is there anything cheaper than it? No. Because he only gets them from exemplars, and it like literally errands are the cheapest, I think.
Yeah, probably.
He's surprisingly really hard to kill as well.
And he's a...
Yeah.
You have to have high value attack just to knock him off his horse.
Yep. Yeah, he's...
Does he have that stupid ghost shield rule?
No.
Okay, good.
Gosh, I wish he did. That'd be fantastic. Although, you'd never benefit from it, because every time you charge him in, you're just like, I'm spending these souls!
Yeah.
That's happening.
Oh, God. It still tilts me to this moment in Mark III that, like, Man of War Dracoons are FA2.
Wait, what? They should be FAU.
Nope.
Yes.
I hate that model so much.
I was, like, half on board. I'm like, yeah, they're FA2. That's really bullcrap. They should be FA4 or slash...
Slash, there should be a theme force that lets you take unlimited of them, and they should cost half points.
Yeah, for every Dracoon you can take another Dracoon.
I mean, honestly, why don't they have a Dracoon, like, unit?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Nope.
Just Man of War on horses.
Nope.
They should definitely
that will probably happen one
unit
day.
Attachments for Ulans, and then they have countercharges with the ability to run through each other.
Have you spent
much... means jack off, too.
Have you spent much time thinking about... I know you spent a lot of time on the Chaos-y theme force. Have you spent much thinking about the Iron Fang one?
Yeah, that's what I played against Josh.
Yeah. That list seems super sweet because it's got like 7 counter charges or something like that. No, 6?
What? You've 5.
The 3 Great Bears, the 2... Oh, you didn't play whoever the guy that looks like Stalin.
You have to be more specific.
That's like
half the catalog. Yeah,
the guy on the horse that is literally Joseph Stalin. Like, the face and the art.
The guy on the horse? That's only Vlad.
Markov?
Yeah. Yeah.
Markov is the horse.
Oh, that guy.
Nigel's trolling you there hard.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a caster.
No.
Markov doesn't countercharge. It's just the two little dudes and then the...
Isn't it just Iron Fang solos and the Great Bears?
Is it Iron Fang solos? I thought it was just those dudes. I thought it was literally just the two little guys in the Great Bears.
I'm checking because I originally read it as Iron Fang solos.
All I know, I was like, during that game, you had so many counter charges, and Josh, his mind
was he was getting pretty tilted.
Well, it's gross because they move through each other.
That,
like usually,
that's why super relevant.
Usually, you can just it's like I'll send this nominal model to go engage that guy or whatever, and yeah.
And it's like, I kind of want to play that with Karchev so that his jacks are countercharging. Just make Josh's headaches.
It is the Great Bears and Iron Fang solos.
Whoa. Yeah. So Markov does get in there.
The reason I thought
you countercharged that game with him.
Markov?
You went through two Ulans.
I thought I just charged with him, though. It wasn't a countercharge. I did countercharge with a Great Bear, which literally caused him to almost Jesus whip the table. And then I countercharged. And then he tried to, it was like, no, you got to take 2 free strikes. And then he ended up killing me. So then it was like, okay, table unflipped.
Yeah.
And then,
because it was a renegade shot to actually knock him down. That was the only chance.
The reason I was, like, super excited about that is on the charge attack has the stupid concussion lance. So you can just wait till, like, an entire unit comes in, and then the last guy, you're like, I'm going to countercharge that guy and stab him in the face, and then he explodes and kills all his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, the greatest like, usually countercharge is like, I lost one dude. Meh. Then it's just, like,
that list would be incredibly tilting to play against just because of the feat and Iron Fangs and all of the random gotchas and the counter charges would be so frustrating. Literally, Josh almost lost his mind like four or five times.
Because like every time, because I always just had like a couple guys, you know, he had the Great Bears, but then I had like the two little solos just in the back. And so he couldn't do any, like, he had ambushing boom howlers and he like thought he was getting me. He was like, oh, I'm going to get him. And then I was like waiting for like the last boom howler move. I'll counter charge and then engage like three of them or whatever. And he's just like,
sure, sure.
it was fantastic.
I did not have fun playing him. He looks so much fun.
Because I would have had way more fun playing that same list, only with a better caster. Like, it was just, yeah.
Oh, you were playing Strakov, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that the Iron Fang theme, but I think if you do 30 pikemen, if you just do 30 pikemen instead of Ulans, I think it's a better list. I think you just crush people.
Well, yeah, then you just rotate last stand and just obliterate things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his feat's miserable. Like, when they're all... Tough feign death or slash immune knockdown. It's just, and it's all armor 21 ish stuff.
And they repo five in, then you pop the feet.
Yeah.
And everything's armor a million.
Yep.
Yeah, but then you don't benefit from feign death, nerd.
I know. It's true.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He suck again.
Yep.
I don't know. But, the idea of three Great Bears counter charging and then, like, Markov and then those two Iron Fang companies. So I was like, this is gross. Like,
yeah. Well, the Great Bears aren't as spectacular counterchargers because they're like POW 11. Mm. They're POW 11 Weapon Masters. They have gang, so they go to 13s. But
oh, Great Bears. They're just a shadow of their former self.
Oh, bears. Total garbage bears. This was actually against Josh. No game had I ever missed 360 line of sight so bad. It's like, why do they not have 360 line of sight still? Like, that is such a non-rule, and it would have been amazing. Because, like, having countercharging with 360 is like...
They
would have been so. I would be turbo annoyed by counterchargers with 360.
Counterchargers 360 who can like run through all their own models. It would have been fantastic. And I was just, yeah.
Do you like Black Dragons? I know you didn't really like them.
I don't. They're okay. I don't like them though. They're two more points in regular IFP. They don't do much more. They have. They can choose the column, but they pick that up if they have the solo nearby.
Yeah.
You get for free. I just like the extra movement.
They've got mini feet Iron Seal though, right?
Yeah, but mini feet. Move up and shield walls.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically the same thing. And then,
right.
They're all immune to knockdown because of the dude. So, like, two of those effects,
the things that the Black Dragons do, you're just like, I'm going to bring the solo.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the solo. Who's free? And then they'll just be Black Dragons with better stuff.
Fair.
Yep. Black Dragons.
The IFP mini feed is really strong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. And you pick up reposition 5, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Wait, they have reposition 5?
That's their mini feed.
Oh, I see.
Surprisingly, too. The amount of crits that are super relevant in that list is insane.
Yeah, like everything, all the like crits, everything crit knocks down.
Yeah,
like,
you're just rolling so many dice with the attacks, just in general. And if you're fighting jacks or a jack-heavy list, you knock them down all the time.
Yeah. Well, also, it's just like funny with cavalry, because they like, okay, they charge in, impact attack, oh, crit knockdown. And it's like, then the impact attack, oh, I failed the crit knockdown. Charge attack with the actual lance, oh, crit knockdown. Like the same guys that crit knocking you down twice.
And the best was when, oh, you don't get a tough check now, Josh. And he's like, sure, sure.
Yeah. Because you crit knockdown before they take their tough checks.
I bet he loved that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I played against a troll player at Mayhem like a week ago, and he was so tilted. I shot a Creel Warrior into another Creel Warrior with a Banshee momentum slam gun.
Oh, you got two first?
And then I just killed two dudes. And he's like, all right, tough check. I'm like, well, you don't get either because they're knocked down from the slam. He's just like, literally went on a tirade rant about how, like, they took away tough from trolls, so, like, everything in trolls should have, like, I don't know.
Immune to knockdown.
Yeah. Should have steady, better tough.
Everything should have the boomhauler thing, which,
it was, like, fine. All I did was kill two dudes. I mean, like, a heavy.
Trolls should have a role called tougher.
No, they shouldn't.
No.
They should, like, literally shouldn't.
Come on.
Go into that rule. What would it be?
Yeah, it would have to be new.
It would have to be a new rule.
They have Surefoot on one dude, and they have Gunbjorn's feet. So if they want to pretend like they're old trolls, they can still do that.
Yeah.
Madjack 3, too. Makes him super, super tough.
Four up tough. True dad.
Trying to figure out what I want to do. Like, I want to find a good book to read. Do you guys have any suggestions?
What kind of genre?
I like science fiction and fantasy. But
have you read like all William Gibson stuff?
Is that the
guy who is cyberpunk?
No, I've not.
I've been tempted to, after that, all the Ghost in the Shell, I'm like, I got to go read William Gibson again and like read his stuff and then probably pick up some Philip K. Dick.
Yeah.
Get my cyberpunk back on.
Oh, but I have it on good authority that Ghost in the Shell wasn't cyberpunk.
No, it wasn't. But like Johnny Mnemonic, you could basically read the book that inspired it all.
Yeah.
And Free Jack and all the, basically every bad movie you've ever seen is actually a good book.
I believe it.
I'll call it on us. We can't talk about Iron Fist. That's another one that everybody was like raging about, like, you know, better than, like, there's not that much to rage about.
It started out okay, and then...
I thought the start was bad, then it got better.
Oh.
I felt like it was weak in the beginning, but... Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the actors were not very good.
I thought the actor for Danny Rand was good.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I'm like, okay, well, he's... Because I didn't really like him in Game of Thrones. Like, I didn't think he was the Prince of Flowers or whatever the... Knight of
Flowers. Wait, it's that guy?
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together, but yeah, I can see that.
I was like, I don't know if he wasn't really a good Knight of Flowers. I don't see he's going to be a good Iron Fist.
I think he was kind of cool, Knight of Flowers, because he had that feminine quality kind of thing.
Yeah, they could get just a cool dude to do that. I don't know. He just was like a non-actor. He just was like, meh. I don't know. He was just like soggy bread. And then, but he was like really good as Danny Rand. He like, acted
because
well.
Because he's just, well... Actually, he acted well, potentially just on accident, because like, the character's just so awkward because he's literally been removed from society.
Yeah, it's like a 10-year-old who's acting like it's like reverse big.
Yeah.
And then, and then he, but it's, you know, he did well with it. And then the fight scenes were terrible. but I was like, well, the writing, it's probably the best of the Netflix Marvel ones I've seen, writing-wise.
Luke Cage?
Yeah, it's better than Luke Cage. Luke Cage was one of the worst.
Well, it's because it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be the worst?
Yeah.
Well, Luke Cage was just bad on so many levels.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed
it. I love Luke Cage, like the character and like the fights and stuff.
But it's
like,
supposed to be hokey.
It was just stupid. Like they had like all the Netflix shows, they have two seasons basically wrapped into one season. So it's like first season of Daredevil, the first half is about the Punisher, and then they move on to the Hand or whatever. Yeah. And then with it was supposed to be, the first one was supposed to be that like random crime boss, and then they switched to another random crime boss. Like, and then it just was dumb because the first crime boss was actually pretty cool.
Did they do that in Iron Fist? Because I like literally stopped watching because I got so bored.
Iron Fist they did, but it was, what made it good was that they did it. It was more subtle. So you had actually like three episodes against the Meacham kids, which was the most frustrating one because it was just not, the Meachams were out of control, idiotic.
Yeah,
the writing was so like hand wavy, stupid.
Yep.
And then after episode three, they're like, Danny Rand owns 51% of the company, and we're all friends. I was like, God damn it. And then it got decent. And then you went from the Hand with Gao, and then they transitioned to this Degato guy, or whatever his name was, who, like, but it was very streamlined. It wasn't, like, really jarring.
Okay. Yeah, I just, basically every time the Meachams are involved, it's...
Yeah, it's like...
The two of them cannot act.
They are ridiculous. Well, that, and they're just, like...
They're such paper characters. Dumb. They're just yeah.
That's why like comics don't translate to movies very well, because
that's like the sister. I could not buy the sister would get on board with illegally locking Danny up as
she literally drugs him against his will, has him illegally sent to an insane asylum.
Yeah,
where her brother has to have him killed twice.
Right, and where she like. At that point, understands that it actually is Danny Rand and not a crazy person.
Yeah, but then she gives him like a pottery bowl, which then blows the whole case. Like, but then it didn't blow the whole case because the dad was just like, case over. Like, it's just like, so
did the pottery bowl need to be there?
The pottery, they could have skipped that scene entirely. He could have just been like railing, like, I'm, you know, the pottery bowl meant nothing. And actually, it literally meant nothing.
It
meant also
slight something
if,
of like...
If I were Harold Meacham, or if I was whatever, they get Ward, if I was Ward Meacham, I would have grabbed the pottery bowl,
smashed
it right there. Oh, no evidence. And on top of that, there's a thing called chain of custody. So she gave it to him anonymously or whatever. Like, if he can't tell them where he got it, then there's no correlation to how it proves his existence. Like, he could have made that bowl when he was 10 and carried it around, and it still means nothing.
Yeah.
Like, big effing deal. Like, that bull would have cracked no case.
No, Trinity crushed it. She's like, we've cracked the case. This bull.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the one.
GG, Perry Mason. Oh, so stupid. I hate Marvel Law. Like, Dick was.
Daredevil was just the worst.
He's just the biggest idiot, yeah. No, but yeah, and Froggy and their pals, yeah, the three, the Scooby gang. Just, Jesus Christ. Oh, it was killing me. And then she became a reporter. I was like, well, that's how good she was at law, that she's like the best reporter. Then, yeah. Their writing is so uneven. It's just so terrible. But with Iron Fist, it was like, yeah, it was like tolerable. Like, once you got past the Meachums, you're like, oh.
He never wore his costume in the whole entire thing, right?
No, he never did.
Ah. That's what bugs me the most. It's like, another origin story for a whole entire season. It's like, just hit the boat accelerator and slam that thing
down.
Well,
the cool thing was it was a cool origin story. Like, this is...
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, just the kid gets lost in the mountains.
And, yeah, but they didn't show it. Cool. They didn't show it. It was just like, that's the whole point, is that there wasn't an origin story. They just... He came back, tried to get his company, and then immediately started fighting ninjas, and then that was basically that. And they flash back, like, a couple times, you know, throughout the season.
I want my company back.
Yeah, exactly. Mine. And I like
all
how...
All over the place, but...
Classic Marvel, too, is that, like, this was the best one they've ever done. And then all we do is complain. It's, like, nonstop.
I need to actually watch Jessica Jones, because I, like, we basically quote-unquote watched it the day we were at, like, your place. And, like...
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Jones was awesome. Mostly just because Kilgrave was amazing.
Yeah.
She was good, too. What's her name?
The B from Apartment 23.
Yeah.
Something Ritter.
No, that's just
Kristen Ritter.
That's just her.
She's just the B.
Yeah. She's the other broke girl.
Different person.
Whatever.
It's not the same person.
Hello.
Check.
I love Facebook.
That'll probably do.
Fighting the good fight. What? How to spot false news. Yeah. It's just like you can. Wish they would have said fake, but
Did anybody see this week? Funny or Die posted like 10 years ago. It was like a Will Ferrell skit where he like was hanging out at his house, and then like there's a knock on the door, and he's like, "Oh Christ, this is my landlord." And the guy's like, "I'm getting out of here. She's nasty." And then he opens the door, and it's like a toddler, like in diapers, and she's like, "I want my money."
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one was amazing.
Yes, that was hilarious.
I was totally imagining that was Aurora the whole time. It was just like, I was like, "Is that what Keith has to put up with?" I want peanut butter right now. Not getting peanut butter. Give me peanut butter, bitch. Don't call me bitch. I'm your dad.
Oh, man. Aurora, she stole a bottle of root beer from me. And then I tried to trade a chip for it, and she wasn't having it. And then I tried to trade, like, three potato chips for it.
Well, you didn't put it on the floor first, so it didn't taste good yet.
Right. Yeah, no, but it was like she was already, like, able to evaluate that she had more value than I did. And then she was not having this, like, getting taken advantage of because she's a child. And she's, like, two or three.
She's like, I have a whole bottle of root beer. You got to cough up some serious chippage.
That's how it was. I was like, I'm being blackmailed by a toddler. This is terrible. But it was fun. So, Keith, have you been playing some War Machine?
Yeah, I played a couple games with Alara over the last couple weeks.
Whoa.
She seems like she's got a lot of tools.
She does. She's been underperforming so far, and I don't know if that's the list or how I'm playing her or what the issue is.
What's the list?
So I've tried a couple different variations, but the main core of it is the battle group being a Sphinx, Discordia, Moros. That's her battle group. And then I also have the Snake in the list.
Okay.
And then I've got a full unit of Halbs with the Solo and the UA. And a unit of Infiltrators. Oh. And then Nail and a couple of Arcanists.
I super want Imperatus in that list. I feel like she makes him a monster.
He's already a monster.
He's a bigger monster with her, though, right? He hits harder. He goes further. Can't be stopped.
And maybe that's what I need. Like, maybe I just need to not have stuff that doesn't hit very hard and make it hit harder. Maybe I just need to take the stuff that already hits really hard.
Yeah. The plus two armor swing for Sentinels is like, oh, it takes like four Sentinels to kill that heavy instead of like five or six. It's just...
Yeah.
That matters a lot.
Yeah, POW 14 Weapon Masters get stuff done. They also go for days. with boundless charge. I mean, it's not really days, but 12 inches. But that's
just for days.
That's an elite threat range. Like 12 inches is good for a unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. All right, should we do an intro and start talking about War Machine, or do you guys have any other like off-color stuff you want to talk about? Also, we have Eggers on here, Keith, so he hasn't said anything.
Talk so much War Machine. Mm.
You should see his mustache. It is
like I just got on the detective force.
Yeah.
Fresh.
He does look like a fresh recruit. He's like a fresh podcast recruit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Start calling you K-Fresh?
No. No.
Unacceptable.
I'm a little low energy. I'm sorry, guys.
Because I'm here. I'm kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll have to wake up.
Well, maybe we started too early. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Also, Lance is editing this week, Keith, so.
Oh, okay.
Which will be nice.
Yeah. We also have to podcast, wrap her up by like 7 and get it sent to him. Or wrap it up by 6. Whatever. Yeah, 6.
That's like an hour.
Yeah. I think it would be. A lot of times I would just edit it the same night because I'm like already in the podcasting zone, but it usually can't get it to me that quickly, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's intro and do this podcast then. Sound good?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, Eggers, take us in.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah, we're at, what, 308?
308.
I don't know.
I don't need to do an intro. You guys do an intro.
No, go ahead.
You just go, hello, and welcome to another episode of Muse on Minis, 308.
No. I'll just say my name.
Or hola,
playing Scorn.
Hola y bienvenidos a Muse on Minis episode. I don't know what episode is in Spanish.
Not in Miami, yeah. Crump.
Miami Knights.
Fireteam Core.
Yeah.
This is John, and I play Protector to Menoth.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we just intro'd. That's good.
That was not an intro.
All right.